Welcome. It is the Under the Ropes podcast, episode number 15. Here's your pals, Mario and Brian. Mario, what's up?
Loving that we're doing another Under the Ropes, getting down to the meat and potatoes of what we do.
Yes, we are going under the ropes. For those not familiar, only familiar with the Ski Bum podcast format, it used to be part of the regular podcast, but we decided to break it up because the episodes were too long and this was too special. We had to make this its own thing. So
yeah,
Under the Ropes podcast, we talk about things that are not really ski related. I'm sure there's some sort of, we always put some sort of tie into it, obviously, but
we try to relate it back to skiing. Yeah.
It's wild. It's fun. It's kind of crazy stuff. Things that kind of make us laugh and allow for a goofy, fun conversation, think tank. Lots of ideas come out of this podcast. So
ideas.
I think we should get right into it. It is time to go
under the ropes.
And I bet you wonder, what do Americans drink? And
yeah, that's a good thing to wonder, right?
It's very interesting. This
it's
was
not
a
tea, not coffee.
Well, this was what an alcohol? Article in Gallup, and they really broke down statistically what Americans are drinking. And it's at 62%.
They can't get an election poll right, but they can get this shit right.
This is far more important. this is real important stuff, yeah. 62% of U.S. adults drink alcohol, and 38% abstain completely.
Huh.
19%,
that's higher than I thought.
Yeah, 19% of drinkers say they sometimes overindulge. And beer is still the most popular alcoholic drink, liquor battling wine for second place.
Is it me, or do you observe out in nature that people are drinking less beer?
Oh, definitely. Definitely less
because
beer.
Cocktails came out. Wine's coming back, I think, it seems. And just like you got the seltzers and all that other stuff, it just seems like less beer is being consumed.
Yeah, overall. For sure. Well, seltzer made a big difference.
Yeah.
And then I think like the rosé thing, that was a big thing. And now all the champagne-y, like the Proseccos.
So well, I've been on Prosecco for a while. In this house, we got 4 bottles in the fridge at all times.
Oh, we know. But I think the last couple of, you know, last couple of years, they have like the rosé Prosecco. I think a lot of that kind of stuff got people getting off of beer a bit, which has been, you know, kind of interesting. Like, I know I've definitely cut down on my beer consumption this year. So I'd eat more chocolate though. So it hasn't really like made a big difference in terms of getting abs, but you know, you choose your battles.
Do what you can. Oh, so this does say, although it continues to hold the top spot, beer is less dominant now than points in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah. So this is an interesting stat. So again, they broke this all down and asked the question, do you have occasion to use alcoholic beverages such as liquor, wine, or beer? Or are you a total abstainer? And, you know, they have the 18 to 34, you know, 58% yes, 35 to 54, 66% yes, 55 plus 61% yes. So there's no real like trend. It's kind of all over the place. This one was interesting. Annual household income. So less than 40 grand, 53% drank, 47 abstained. 40 to 100,000 dollars, 58% drank. 100,000 or more, 79% drank.
Damn.
So this is showing me that it seems like the more money you have, the more likely you are to booze. Maybe it's because you can buy the good stuff. Right?
Yeah. Well, it's part of a lifestyle, right? If you're highfalutin and fancy.
Exactly. No one's dealing with that stuff sober.
You're having cocktails. You're just relaxing cocktails. You're not just sobering it up.
Can't do it. Can't do it.
Sometimes you got to put up with these people that you're in the same room with.
Yeah.
You need that alcohol.
And these two were... This one wasn't too surprising, but the question was religious service attendance. And if you go weekly, you're 48% likely to be a drinker. Nearly weekly or monthly, 65% a drinker. Seldom or never, 67%. So wow. The more of a heathen you are, the more you are likely to drink. So if you're rich and never go to church, you are basically a tool of Satan and you're an alcoholic.
All right.
That's what I'm getting. This is what I'm getting from running these numbers here. Another interesting one, education level, not college graduate, 56% drinkers, college graduate, 74%.
Wow. Look at that.
Yeah. Just very interesting. And then they have the non-drinkers reasons for not imbibing. Number one was no reason, don't want it, have no desire. 16, don't like it, don't care for it. 14%, unhealthful, not good for the body. 13, afraid of the consequences. Another 13, bad past experience with alcohol. I get it, man.
2% said, I like my meth.
Yeah. I'd rather just rectally insert fentanyl. Just gets me there faster.
Vodka tampons. It's all about vodka tampons.
So good. 2%. I have children. That's a weird one.
Well, we've talked about that. You can't get hammered and like, oh yeah, a kid needs something. Like, I can't, kid. I'm hammered. Like, you got to be around, right?
But it doesn't mean you can't have a drink.
That's true.
Like, I've not been to any kids' parties this summer where there wasn't alcohol. Like, here, man.
Parents need a little alcohol.
We got a freaking bucket full of High Noons over there.
That's right. Yeah. You know, throw the kids in the minivan and go the fuck home after.
Yeah.
That's kind of terrifying when you think about it. But
oh, it's extremely terrifying. Yeah.
But it happens.
It does. It's also beer remains top alcoholic drink of choice. 37% of drinkers say they drink beer most often, while 31% prefer liquor and 29% favor wine. Continues to hold the top spot. Beer is less dominant now than at points in the 90s and early 2000s, when close to half said it was their preferred alcoholic beverage.
Half. Think about that. They had half the market. Now they're crunching down in the 30s. What the hell?
Beer dominance. Well, there's so many choices. Think how much bigger liquor stores are now. How many different things they have.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many options now, but you wonder, like, it's like a constant battle, right? So somebody comes out with the seltzer, all the beer companies, everybody gets on board with the seltzers because that's a hot thing. Something else is going to come up. Could be Glühwein next. Everybody's going to jump on their own Glühwein. Right?
Bro, drink is sangria all the time.
That's right. Do your sangria thing. That's it. Sangria is the thing. Everybody's drinking sangria. What do you have? Sangria. Sangria. I got to just start drinking sangria. That's what everybody else is drinking. Sangria
seltzer drink? Like, that sounds delicious. I can't make that a thing.
Well, remember it went around with the old fashions for a while, and then bourbon, everybody's like, that was it. Now it's kind of like, it's still there, but like, it was a really big thing for a while. Now it's switching into something else.
Yeah. No, you're
always switching. Always switching.
Keeping things fresh, keeping things different, keeping things exciting.
But the nice thing about these trends as they come and go is you get like the trend of the old fashioned type of stuff, like the malt, the single malts, the hard liquor. You develop a whole group that's going to hold on to that. And then when they get older, they're going to be the old crew that's like, yeah, I just have my single malt scotch. That's what I like, you know?
Yeah.
And other people are going to be drinking whatever. Who knows what they'll be drinking by then, right?
Yeah. It just makes you wonder, what's the next thing going to be?
Yeah.
It's very hard to predict, but.
I mean, Fireball was a thing. It's still a thing, I guess, but just think of that.
Fireball was definitely, you know, Jaeger bombs were a thing.
Jaeger bombs. We're going to have some Jaeger bombs.
Some people still like that, you know, like Irish car bombs were a thing. Some people still like that.
I just don't get sometimes you go to, I get it in the airport, right? But I've gone to bars and like people sit down and they do a beer and a shot right out of the gate. And I'm like,
Boilermaker. Love it.
I don't know what that's about. No, they do the shot separate. Right away. And I'm like, are they just
Boilermaker? You drop it in, right?
Right. But I'm always like, did they not pre-drink before they got here? Are they trying to catch up? Like, what's that mentality? Like, I don't know. Like, do you want it just to hit you right away and you're not going to have anything else for a while? Like, how does that work?
Sometimes people need to get somewhere quick, you know, and that's a nice way to do it, right?
I want a statistic of people that drink and drive, like while driving, like roadies. Who has a road soda? How many people? You don't have to be hammered, but sometimes you want to just relax. It's Sunday morning. You're going out for bagels. You crack one open.
I can't go to this goddamn bagel shop sober. I can't deal with that line. I can't deal with that selection. There's too many choices, right, man. You got a regular everything bagel. You got a whole wheat everything bagel. And you got an egg everything bagel.
I gotta calm the hell down.
I've got decision paralysis. I need to tie a few on before I can that choice. You're giving me 15 bagels? That's a dozen here? Three more. That's not even a baker's dozen. That's a lunatic bagel company's dozen. But
You know, I call it the Thunderball, where you get the weed squeeze, and you put that in your seltzer. Oh, so you get the alcohol and the weed in there, and it's like, you better hold on. It's going to be a good ride.
The rhythm is
kick off a morning.
Oh, for sure. Well, I loved the whole thing a few weeks ago at the 5 o'clock somewhere. It's like, no, it's 5 a.m. No, not 5 p.m. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Yes, it's 5 a.m. and we're drinking mimosas.
China, it's 5 p.m. Come on, man.
That Bert Kreischer clip about drinking. He's like, I will never stop drinking. He's like, I will keep my body in good enough shape that I can always be drinking. He's like, I love having a cocktail at a sunrise, at a sunset. He's like, someone brings over a bottle of wine. Like, that's a magical moment.
You got to have that. You got to have goals, right? You can't just let it all go. Like, you know, there's consequence. So, hey, let me balance it out.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. It's definitely something that's wrong with me. But when I meet someone who's like, oh, I don't drink, I'm like not at all. Like, nothing, like, zero.
I always think, are you recovering? I get it. And then they're like, no, I just don't. I don't believe in it, or I think it's wrong. Like, what? What the fuck? Then it's, I want
to
slap.
You don't have to believe it. It's real. I assure you.
Yeah, they don't want to slap them. Now, if they've had a battle with it and they're recovering, totally respect it. I'll even not even drink around those people. But somebody else that's just like, oh, I just don't do it. I don't like it. I just want to slap them.
I remember going to my wife's family. It was like a Thanksgiving 1 year, and it was at the one family where the father was a recovering alcoholic. And we had to hang around with everybody sober. And I'm just like, how do you get together with family and do this without some booze?
Thanks, weed.
That's how you do it. Yeah, right?
That's how you do it.
Thanks, vodka tampons.
Vodka tampons. Ooh, gummy. You just gummy that shit up.
I got to use the bathroom.
Long drive. What are you eating there, kid? I need some gummies? You had 10 gummies, Brian. Yep. Having a great time.
That would actually be really funny. Just take a crap load of edibles before going.
Just fucking right in the car as you're going in. Just fucking a handful of
ducking.
I'm not dealing with the family today.
You're ducking.
I can't fucking deal with that. Boop. Like five gummies just all at once.
This is definitely ducking. This is not real turkey.
It's going to be a hell of a Thanksgiving.
Sodium in the turducken.
You just do it to piss your wife off. Like, you better hold on. I'm taking more of these.
You can't stop me.
You can't. That's it. I'll see you on the other side, baby.
Gonna see the devil tonight.
Well, I get a little jealous sometimes. Like, we're going places and like, it's sexy as hell because my wife gets in the car and she's got a roadie. Sometimes she has two of them, like the backup one. And I'm like, God damn, that's a strong move. But I'm like, jealous. So much. I'm like, I love you. And I'm so jealous right now.
Yeah.
Damn you.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be riding down the highway and getting pulled over because I'm just taking a drink. And, it's you know,
Florida. Like, aren't you like required to be like at least like 0.01 while driving?
Nobody cares. Just drive, you know. But yeah, that's just road soda. That should be a statistic.
Yeah.
Because they actually made a law to make it illegal to drink and drive. So if you're not impaired, right? Mm-hmm. Why couldn't you have an alcoholic beverage? Maybe there's only 2% alcohol, right? They'll pull you in. That's illegal. But
there's too many goddamn laws, and that's one of the dumbest ones.
Too many laws, right?
Good people don't follow bad laws.
I mean, that's probable cause right there. They see you drinking a beer while you're driving. Okay, pull over. Now let's check you. I mean, that's reason to pull you over, but hey, I say let it go.
Keep it between the lines. You're good to go.
That's it. Hey, self-driving cars now. I just think everything should be self-driving, so nobody has to worry about drunk drivers.
So everyone should just be hammered and have a self-driving car. See, it goes back to the whole, if you're that's over 100 Uber grand, is, right? Right? If you're over 100 grand, you're more likely to be a drinker. You can afford a Tesla. Yeah. You're more likely to get hammered and have the car drive you home.
Yeah. I don't even like taking the chance anymore. Like I can't, like I was very stupid growing up. Like I think everybody was stupid growing up and people made some really bad decisions. But I think in this day and age now, like you got Uber. That's the best self-driving car. Like, you know, just somebody to drive you. It's not that much money.
This is something 20 years ago, we would have dreamed about having a car service, you know, being able to how great would that be?
Well, why didn't we take cabs? Cabs were a pain in the ass. You'd have to call one, then you have to wait outside. It wasn't as easy as like, let me take out my phone and just put my little pin where I'm at and meet somebody there.
Well, plus too, like if you're not in a big city, some of the cab companies are a little bit shady.
Right. They would only pick you up in certain areas. They wouldn't pick you up everywhere.
Right.
Yeah. No, that's Uber's a game changer.
Oh yeah.
And the Tesla self-driving, I don't know if everybody comes out the self-driving cars.
Self-driving Cybertrucks, everybody.
So self-driving, yeah, exactly. Self-driving self-driving bar on wheels is what it's going to be. cutting lemons on the dash.
That could be one of the like Tesla panel, like the center console. Have a pop-up.
Cutting board.
Little Tesla knife.
Got a little blender in there. Got a cutting board. You got everything all fit out. A little fridge.
Like, why have a steering wheel? Just put a blender here. This makes more sense.
Can I have a wet bar right here? Just I want the little... That'd be pretty freaking awesome. Have like a little bar on wheels. You know what they could do with the what's the big one? The SUV, the X?
Yeah.
That X could be like a whole little bar in there.
Oh, yeah. So when those like Falcon doors come out?
Oh, yeah.
Put saloon Boom. Doors.
Saloon doors.
Saloon doors instead.
That's it. That's
the way to go. Well, speaking of the way to go. World Gravy Wrestling Championship.
Yeah, so World Gravy Championship makes a messy return as it delights fans once again in, of all places, Jolly Old England. That's where this is taking place?
It is. I just resent you the link because the one I have in the show notes apparently is incorrect.
Oh, yeah. I just saw it. Let's see. Where'd it go? It's in the chat? In my chat?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, there it is. So this is like Wild World of Sports. Remember that?
I do, yes.
Used to love that. They had the craziest but awesome like stuff on there. So this is hundreds of revelers descended on a pub garden on a bank holiday on the bank holiday Monday to watch the World Gravy Wrestling Championships. It's an international competition named one of the top 10 weirdest sports. And it saw 16 men and 8 women battle for the sauce-soaked ring. Oh, in sauce-soaked ring. Sorry. So they used about 2,000 liters of gravy. Damn.
2,000 liters of gravy.
So this is an annual event at the Rosen Bowl Pub in Rosendale, Lancashire. Competitors wear fancy dresses and they win the championship title by beating their opponent during a 2-minute-long wrestling match in the brown condiment. Yeah, that's not too appetizing right there.
I guess they don't actually – do they change it in every match or is it just –
I don't know. You don't know what's in that gravy after a while. Damn. They're raising it for a good cause. They're raising it for a hospice, which is good. Nice charity. Started in 2007, was featured in Guinness Book of World Records in 2019. So, I guess it's an event. It's another reason to drink, right? Going back to our other story.
Are you seriously going to gravy wrestle sober?
How many, if they did a poll of who's gravy wrestling sober and who is watching sober, like I want to know, that's probably a very low percentage of soberness.
There's a couple pictures where you can see the crowd. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of smiles on people's faces. A lot of smiles.
And they're out there. They're hanging out, watching a little gravy wrestling. I got to look up this pub. What else do they have there?
I wonder what kind of gravy they use. Like, is it just a beef gravy? Is it just generic brown gravy?
Turkey gravy? Onion gravy?
What if it was like a bouillabaisse?
If you bring your own bread, can you dip it in the gravy?
Oh, imagine the loser has to like dip his bread in there and eat it.
No, you have to eat like a bowl of mashed potatoes with that gravy on it.
They just
tainted gravy.
They just heat it up like French onion soup with a piece of bread and cheese. You got to eat the whole thing.
Bread and cheese. it's a carvery restaurant and public house. So that's where the gravy probably came back.
God damn. Imagine the loser just had to have like a shot glass of like person juice.
Oh, there's got to be stuff in there. Like, I don't even want to know.
Got like warts on his feet and stuff, just like dancing around in there. Open wound. Some broad's got her period. Like, it just got a little bit of everything for everybody.
Somebody's got a little diarrhea that day. It's all in the gravy.
Just a squirt. Just a little squirt or two. There's that one video right there. It was like an MMA match, and the guy just like shat himself in the ring.
Nasty. Oh, my God. Oh, look at that. On their website, they have gravy wrestling. Be entertained throughout the year. From gravy wrestling to bands, DJs, and much more. So, gravy wrestling world championships. Yeah, there's no pictures of the place. I want to see the pictures.
Can this place maybe open a branch, open a, you know, a franchise? Imagine this is like Alpe d'Huez. Is that where you're going?
Yeah, there you go.
In France?
I am going this next time. Shit, we're going to... I don't know what mountain range. It's between Val Thorens and Chamonix.
Not Alpe d'Huez.
No.
That place seems pretty dope. I think about, okay, so imagine you want to take La Folie Douce down. Competing.
Take them down.
This place.
Gravy wrestling in your ski boots.
Yes, have a DJ playing, you know, like some like really cool DJ, like just dropping some beats and you're like watching. Yeah.
Dancing in gravy. Gravy dancing.
Like, that sounds like something that's happening at Burning Man right now, which we're not at yet, of course.
It's happening
They're skiing at Burning Man. Yeah.
Fuck.
Didn't you see a bunch of those?
When Burning Man is.
It's like Labor Day weekend. Didn't you see this bunch of like dipshits like blocking the road? Like a bunch of like climate protest people?
Oh, no. I don't watch the news ever.
You're better off.
It's horrible. But yeah, better off. Imagine. I didn't even know there was a hurricane coming until like a day before. Like, somebody's like, "Are you?" I was in Publix and they're like the supermarket, and I was like, "What's going on? It's pretty busy in here," because I'm in there all the time. So I'm like, "Hey, how's it going?" Like, whatever, and they're like, "Hey, how you doing?" Like, I'm like, "It's pretty busy right now."
Market.
Yeah, and they're like, "I don't know. It must be the storm coming." I'm like, "What storm?" And that's me. You like everybody's getting water and bread and all this other shit. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I just want to pay for my shit and get out of here.
Do you guys have Sunny D and vodka? Like
Walmart
does.
We
don't need bread. We don't need water. We need the Sunny D.
Oh, we got the best thing for a hurricane. You don't have to worry about like the power going out. Just get red wine. Red wine, room temperature. You can drink it all the time.
Red wine make me feel so fine.
I was watching something. The hell was it? something, and the person's like, well, what do you got? You got beer. Like, well, what do you have for the kids? Well, just mix some water in the beer.
Sounds like some Trailer Park Boys or something.
Just mix some water in the beer. You give that to the kids, right? They're like, well, how about just water? Like, you could do that too.
That's like a
it was German, Ron Swanson.
That's like a German kids drink.
Yeah. Yeah, right. Water it was Ron Swanson from Parks and Rec.
Oh, okay.
They're like, the kids, what do we get to drink? Well, there's beer. Well, what if you don't drink beer? You can mix it with water. That's perfect.
Well, perhaps crazy wrestling isn't your thing. Maybe the 40-yard dash is your thing.
What other wrestlings are there? I know there's like Jello wrestling. They always talk about KY. That was, you know, old school.
KY.
Gravy wrestling. Yeah. My boy Blue.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure anything slippery that you can fill a tub or a ring with can be used.
That's tomato sauce.
I'm sure like a Sam Marzano wrestling should be in fancy.
Honestly, different types of wrestling. It starts with freestyle, Olympic wrestling, Greco-Roman, sumo, and then it gets down to like Ragu, Jello, KY, gravy. How about?
Imagine they just let crackheads take over the Olympics. Just add new sports willy-nilly.
How about midget Jello wrestling? Midget gravy wrestling.
Well, that would be, it would be Jello wrestling, but that would be the weight class, wouldn't it? The bracket?
I don't know. They have midget wrestling, and I know the term is usually not used anymore. It's like little people, but they actually still call it midget wrestling in St. Pete. Once a month, Melanie and I are going to try to go one of these months that we can get our shit together and figure it out. But they have a bar and they do it. There's a big event once a month, and then they run, I think every week they still run little events for little people.
At the Clearwater Cultural Center.
But I know somebody that went there. Yeah, Center for the Arts. Performing Arts. I know somebody that's been there, and they were saying it's actually pretty cool because they have the costumes and the personas, and it's just like regular rest. They come out and they make like a huge fanfare. They said it's pretty freaking entertaining. Yeah.
I love it. I love that. I think, you know,
it's great. They got to earn a living too.
Are they willing participants? It's not like you're dragging them by a chain and force them to go in there. They're psyched about doing it. And God damn it.
Hey,
there's still a little bit of capitalism left. And this is awesome because this is what they want to do. And they're making some money off of it. God bless
them. That's
great. Right.
We're being exploited. We're being exploited by ourselves, but we're being exploited.
Yeah.
For our beautiful faces that are on podcasts.
That's right. There's all kind of
an audio podcast.
There's all kind of weird, creepy AI generated things with us in there.
Oh, I can only imagine what AI would do to us.
It's terrible.
Terrible.
Well, you think Tony
is creating a podcast using AI from our podcast?
They're making a gay communist version of our podcast with our voices and likeness.
And they're driving Lamborghinis and making about $1 billion a year.
God damn it. We should be gay communists, I guess.
I think maybe we should.
Yeah.
There's a whole untapped market right there.
Yeah. Well,
we're the number one gay communist podcast. The number one.
Dare in the gay communist dream. Dare to dream.
Hey, we could be number one of something.
Yes. Well, speaking of being number one, I've tried like 13 different little segues here. Kevin Hart thought he could beat former NFL running back Stephen Ridley in a 40-yard dash and ended up in a wheelchair with a torn lower abdomen. Now,
damn.
I think the funny thing about this, well, there's lots of funny things about this story. Kevin Hart hurting himself is funny because he's a funny guy and he's small. He's like a midget, but not really, but he hurt himself.
That's the midget segue you were trying to do, right?
That's the midget segue. You're trying midget to set segue. Me up. You keep bringing midget back. You're like, bro, I'm...
Are you saying Kevin Hart's a midget? Yes, I am.
Just got to spike it.
Are you saying Kevin Hart's a midget? Absolutely.
So this story is from Barstool, and I love this part. It says 40-year-old men and 40-yard dashes, name a worse combo. Trying to seriously run after the age of 30 has to be the most humbling experience in the world.
Oh yeah.
But this is kind of funny because I will tell you, because you, someone that we know thought that they could play, what was it, one quarter of NFL football?
And this was not a physical specimen. This was somebody that sat on the couch eating like jalapeno poppers that he would order, like anything he could order. Before DoorDash, he would order from a local pizzeria or something and just sit and eat and watch TV. And he thought, I could run the ball for a quarter. I used to play high school like Al Bundy.
Al Bundy. Okay.
I played high school football. I could run in the NFL. I had no problem. I was like, dude, you'd get hit once and you would shatter. Like, when was the last time you fell on the ground and didn't complain? Like,
oh my God. It's so funny to realize like what just silly pink little like nothing little animals we are. Like, just imagine, like, just stub your toe and you're just like, oh my God, this is the worst pain ever. Like, we're so fragile. We're so pathetic and fragile. It's really funny.
But we get older and become such babies. Yeah. You can be a badass when you're younger, and then you get older and that's it. You nerf everything up.
Yeah. But like, so there's that guy that, you know, we talked about, and I was listening to a podcast recently, and Gad Saad, I don't know if you know who he is. He's a professor up in Canada, and he's something psychological. That's the field he's in, clinical psychology or something. And he's, you know, probably in his early 60s and not a big guy. Like, very, like, I think he's like 5'5" or something, light too. And he was a former soccer player, but he was talking on the podcast and he said he thought he could run in the NFL and get positive yards in a play. Mm-hmm. And my first thought was, no fucking way. Like, no, like, there's absolutely no way. When you have super athletes in their prime trying to advance the ball, and most of the times they can't even do it.
And just the size of them stopping you too. Like, it's, you don't realize the difference in size. Like, they are not the same size as a normal people that you're seeing on the street. Like, they are just, you see them in a crowd and you're like, that's got to be a football player. They're just big.
Yeah, I've been watching, you know, we were talking about before the podcast, we were talking about like Hard Knocks, and you see the size of these guys compared to like a normal person. You know, you see the stats like 6'4", 280. And
you see them getting interviewed and you're like, oh my God, that person's so small. It's like, no, they're normal size. They're just next to a really huge human.
Like, that's what you would look like next to those people. Like, they showed Ralph Macchio there.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, like, God damn, like whole heads taller on like some of the normal looking guys.
Yep.
I mean, and the speed, that's the crazy thing. You watch them run and you're like, yeah, someone that big should not go that fast.
Yeah. 250 pounds going at a very fast pace. You're not going to stop that. Like, that's going to run through you.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's just, it's freakish. Absolutely freakish. Also, why sports is awesome and why we watch it, because these people are just superior athletes, superior humans duking it out.
Wow. So Kevin Hart messed up his, what did he mess up, his knee?
His lower abdomen and his knee. Yeah. Torn lower abdomen.
Damn. That's one of the things that's got to be painful.
Yeah. Do you remember the last time you sprinted?
Yeah, I think we talked about it on the podcast. I felt like I pulled my hamstrings because I ran after the dog. I was running with the dog.
I pulled my everything.
I pulled both hamstrings. I was like walking like a Frankenstein because I was like, I just sprinted like maybe 40 yards with the dog. And I'm like in traction the next day. It was painful because you don't use those muscles anymore. You just kind of, you know.
But you should. That's
I try to keep it tight, but... Well, you know what it is? Even when you go to the gym and you're working out, like I do a lot more like just cardio, just endurance kind of stuff. Not really sprinting, not fast sprints. Like, I'm not doing like, hey, let me just do a bunch of wind sprints. I don't do that anymore. Right. I just want to be able to run a mile faster than somebody that's chasing me. Maybe that's all I want.
Limitless. Chris Hemsworth. Think about it. Maybe we got to do some sprinting, drink some Sunny D, do some sprints. That could be the key to longevity.
But you got to work up to those sprints. Like, you can't just say, let me sprint as fast as I can right now, unless you're getting chased or chasing somebody, right? Like, you want to work into it.
You want to get your body prepared. So if you do have to sprint, your body is ready to do it. That's important.
But you want to work into it. And then once you're able to sprint and you're not killing yourself, then you keep practicing the sprinting once in a while, right?
Yeah. So last weekend, I had some time to myself. I was able to go work out. And I went to the park near us. We have this really cool flat park. Or it's not flat, but it's paved. And I did like a rollerblade circuit.
Nice.
And I basically just did, I did like four loops on here. That being like 5+ miles. And you think because you're on wheels, it would be less effort. And I was so tired after those four loops. It was like ended up being almost a half an hour that I did. But what really got me is I had my Apple Watch on and I was, you know, kind of watching my times. I did 1 mile in 4 minutes.
Nice.
It was like 4 minutes and a couple, like 2-3 seconds, whatever. And I was thinking, I'm like, there are people who run faster than this.
Well, they run that for 26 miles. They do that for 26 miles.
Well, their pace is like 5 something. It's not 4 minutes.
Yeah, but still, they could do like a half marathon even. Like, that's messed up.
But like the 4-minute mile, you know, that was like the barrier. And I could barely, I got like just over 4 on rollerblades going as hard as I, pretty much as hard as I could. And I was like, and I felt like I was going fast. I'm like, God damn, these people run faster than that. That's
so going back to, so think about it in light of this, right? You do a quarter mile, right? The quarter mile in, when I ran the quarter mile in high school, the relay, it would be good to do like under 800 minutes.
No, that's the 400.
400, the 4x4, right? So you do a quarter mile and you do a quarter mile full out sprint. You're doing it like maybe 55 seconds, right? Was decent, right? There's some guys that did a lot quicker or whatever. So, but you're gassed out. You're done. Like, you're full on sprint. That's it. So think about that. Those guys are doing that. That's as fast as you're going, right? So most people, they sprint just a quarter of that and they're done. People are running that for a whole mile and then they're doing that for more. It's just crazy.
It's impressive. And again, these are like the pinnacle of athletic ability. And to have someone who's a comic, he's in great shape, sure. But to be able to do that at that high level, I mean, it really does take being the best of the best, not just someone can just, you know, off the street, jump in and do that.
Yeah. Well, that's where you got to get humbled, right? You know, somebody's picking a fight with Conor McGregor saying, I could beat his ass. And then after they wake up, they're like, oh, you know, I didn't realize he was that fat. Why did you even try?
Yeah.
Why? Right.
Sorry, bro. You blew it.
Sorry, bro.
So,
well, there's like the YouTuber that's the boxer now.
But he's actually pretty good though. Logan Paul.
He's pretty good though. Right.
Yeah.
So the thing with him is, I think he was, when everybody started talking about him, they're like, ah, he's just a YouTuber. But they didn't realize he's actually working out. He's actually had some skill. You know what I mean? Not just a normal dude sitting and YouTubing and doing bullshit or whatever. Like, he actually trains and stuff like that. So, it's funny, like, he became a sensation now, but it's like, he could have started as a boxer, but he took a different route of starting as a YouTuber and then went into boxing, and now he's making a lot of money. So,
yeah, he's doing all right for himself and he's got some legit skills.
Yeah.
So,
but you know, other people say, oh, if he could do it, I could do it too. It's like, yeah, maybe not.
You could. Maybe. There's actually like a documentary about him on Netflix now too.
Yeah.
About Logan. I think it's Logan Paul, not Jake.
Logan Paul.
Maybe Jake. Yep. Jake or Logan. Maybe it's Jake.
I thought it was Logan.
They both are doing something.
Maybe it's Jake.
They're both doing something. I think Jake's the boxer.
Jake Paul is the boxer.
Because he just fought someone super legit in one.
He could fought Nate Diaz. Nate Diaz, yeah.
Now again, Nate's not a boxer, but
right,
he still beat him.
And I think they were talking about. I think they were trying to set up a UFC fight with somebody. Because he beat Nate Diaz, and then I think after that there was talk about somebody trying to set up a UFC fight with him or something.
Yeah.
Because that's just it. He's fighting these UFC guys that are mixed martial arts. They're not necessarily boxers.
Yeah. But he knocked out Tyron Woodley, former UFC champion, which is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it's we're in crazy times. We're in very crazy times.
I want to see him fight Golden Boy. Well, didn't they fight Mayweather? Didn't one of them fight Mayweather?
Conor McGregor did.
Yeah. Oh, Logan Paul didn't fight. No, he didn't. That was Conor McGregor did.
I think they might be that shit. Yeah.
I want to see that shit. Like, then again, he would just do it for the money.
Yeah. Right. Well,
how about Arnold Schwarzenegger? Arnold would just kill him.
That was a good Netflix show, the Arnold documentary.
Did you see FUBAR?
No.
That's actually pretty funny.
Was that good?
Yeah. I thought it was going to be like really kind of crappy, but it was actually pretty good. I actually got into it.
Yeah, the documentary was actually really good because it was like three parts. Yeah, it was, you know, him as a bodybuilder, him as an actor, him as a politician.
That's funny.
And him talking through it. It was really good.
Yeah.
Power of positive thinking. That's what a lot of this is. You got to believe you can do it. If you believe you can do it, that's the first part. And you're on your way.
That's true.
Believe. Well, I believe this podcast is over. Thank you so much for listening. We do appreciate it. Check us out, SkiBumPodcast.com. Follow us on the socials, X, Facebook, Instagram, Untapped, YouTube at SkiBumPodcast. Send us an email, SkiBumPodcast@gmail.com. Go to Patreon. Support us, Patreon.com/SkiBumPodcast. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Hey, stay fluid.